Brother Jerry. Matthew. Have you ever thought about this question before? Since your invite, bro. Let me take down. Have you ever thought about this question before, Matthew? Because when I think about it, everybody else practices and they stick together except us. Would you agree or would you disagree? Put it in the chat. Racism don't mean just dealing with your. That doesn't mean that's not racism. Come on, black folks in total. If you are in America, whether you're Jamaican, whether you're African, whether you whatever, why don't you practice it? I mean, like, I see the benefits of it, not gonna lie. Even at my work, even at my job, these motherfuckers gonna be for the same place. Spanish people. And they still stick together. Crazy. No matter where you from, if you're Spanish, they stick together.
Why did you ping me?
What? Why did you answer?
All right, big energy. That's not that common on here.
Why did you answer the ping then?
Because you have big, clean dick energy.
Fuck, boss dog. Good morning, boss dog. What was that? What was that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm out here trying to ping her. She said, why didn't I ping her? Well, you know. Got that answer. Come on up. Early. Familiar breed.
Yeah, you know, familiarity breeds content. So when he was talking about what you see on the job, it just came to my mind that the thought came to my mind that I don't know so much if it's racism that's being practiced. It seemed more like people move towards where they're more contented. So if it's you find yourself in a place where people are more familiar with you, then it creates a kind of, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if I could push or say that behavior would be subjected to people being racist. If based on what you describe, slightly, it just came to my mind.
But when these people... So it doesn't matter if... It doesn't matter if these people... If you do something wrong or not, if you report it, they will still stick with their people. Even if they just met the people, even if the people were new on the job, why the fuck would this guy park in my spot so close? Fucking idiot. Sorry. Big Slang. What's going on, Brody? You know what I mean, Ms. Holt? But my thing
No, it didn't sound like it was finished. I was just waiting for it to be done, saying what you're saying.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter if they're wrong or right. They still stick with their people. It doesn't even matter.
When they said they, can you, like, who are you talking?
Spanish.
Spanish people.
Cubans. Mm-hmm. And El Salvadorians. As soon as she came in, she got rid of all the black folks. It was like three, four black folks there.
That sounds very biased, and that now sounds like something that should be worthy of reporting to the Bureau of, what do you call it, whatever that is, and the advocacy for people who are laborers, workers. That sounds like something to be deserve to be reported. If that's evidently that, you just get rid of one group of people and replace them with another group of people. Anywhere in the world, that is a wrong thing to do, and especially the motivation behind it. That would, you know, if it's about who they are, what they look like, That is discrimination. And, you know, powered with some, you know, if they're thinking that they're a better race, because I think anyone can be racist, no? Because based on the definition, you understand? If you start to believe that you're a hierarchy over people and those things, yeah, you can be racist, no matter what color, class, or creed, in my opinion. And, yeah, and that needs to be called. That needs to be called out. It doesn't matter who's, you know, that needs to be called out if that's what anybody or any people group is doing.
That type of discrimination is rooted in racism.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's showing as racism, mm-hmm. because black people can be discriminative against black people. We see it on the app all the time.
I said that type of discrimination is rooted in racism, for sure. And the things I experienced here is definitely that. You know what I'm saying? He says community. Man, listen, bro. I hear you. Because what happened was they fired those blacks, and those three blacks, they hired three other people, two which are Cuban descent, that are Cuban that don't speak English here in America. The other one was a white boy.
So let me ask you a question.
And the one black man they kept, he's a real cool Christian brother, like real cool. Like, you know, one of those Christian guys just laid back and won't start trouble again in Jesus Christ's name. You know what I mean? Like, pray to it type of guy. He even said, like, yo, nah, she for her people, period, no matter what they do. I witnessed this sitting here watching things. He's not one of those guys that's like, oh, this racist, that racist. But he was actually having a back and shit like that at first until I said, hey, man, you dealing with some shit here. And then he was like, you know what? He was right. He says, yeah. I said, it's okay. But yeah, what's the question you wanted to get?
No, I was going to say, you are an employer, right? And you decide to pick the people that look more like you, favor them and pick them if there are some other people there. Yeah? Would you be considered racist if you look out for your people in a space?
She's not the employer. She just did the hiring, firing. I think, yeah.
I was asking you, if you were the hiring person, say you are on a place, you get the opportunity to be the hiring person, would you would you hire more people who look like you, or you can identify with, are more familiar with?
I'm literally going to hire the person that's good for the job.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who you are, because I can't depend on certain things. So, and then some people like, okay, because we are the same, they would take advantage of that. Come on, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's me.
Can I take a shot at that too?
The thing is,
yeah, okay, take a shot. Uh-huh.
So I agree with, yeah, I would hire the people that's the best, but I still would be biased. I'm going to be honest. Like, if it was a white and black, purple, orange, I'm probably going to hire the black because I'm biased. And that's just how it is. But with me, and that's my
own. And if I see, if me meet you and you tell me, say that, I wouldn't look at you and say, you're racist. I would just say that, yo, familiarity breeds content. Yes, the person is of the I hope the person that you know, like you said, that's important. They're good for the job, but because you hire them black, good for the job. One of them told them, share them. I wouldn't say that you are racist. You get what I'm trying to say? If that is that what you're intended to do, you see what I'm saying? But what according to what Ye is saying, it seemed to be like that's what the lady's doing. And it seemed to be flavored with more than bias is in context. And you get what I'm trying to say? So to me, it's a similar thing. It's a similar action. You're hiring the people, one, because them can do the job. The next, because they're black. And they're, look, you know what I'm saying? They're more like you. And you have more identity with them. Is that racism? Or is that, does him, I'm just saying. Because from outside looking in, one would think, oh, that's, you know, discriminated. Why do you die? I'm just saying, just think about it. You know, so when is someone racist, and who can be racist or discriminative, and also the action? Because Malcolm X said that. Malcolm X said that, something like that. He said, people, black people, you know, why are we depending on, if we agree to expect the white man who him create the job and him create the stuff, he's going to look out for his people. So maybe we need to create spaces and jobs so we can hire our people. And that's, then it doesn't have to be biased, because that's probably how it run. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand. I can understand that was her company, but this lady like literally just got hired. I seen her get hired and everything too. And the guys that were working there, they were good workers, but then she always pest those three guys until they said, I can't take this shit no more. I'm going to get a job somewhere else. Like, I literally watched the whole process. And then when she hired people, how are you going to hire somebody that's qualified, that you say is qualified for the job, but don't speak no English at all? Everybody that comes in speaks English. They speak English.
But is it a Spanish people company?
What you say? It's not. She was just doing a hiring process. I got a red bar. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real quick, what race was this lady? So I can get the full context of.
She was Spanish. She was Latino, El Salvadorian, but these guys were Cuban. So she got rid of the blacks and hired them. But I'm listening to what the complaints were. You know what I mean? They do their job. It's an easy job. All you have to do is really just hook up the goddamn the hose, air out machine, and let the people, you know, let the machine do its job. That's just one. But then they also did other jobs and stuff like that, maintaining things on the property. These guys were there every day. I've been working in this area, in this vicinity for a minute. So they're reliable. But then she will always pester them every single day. And these guys, a lot of guys that I work here is like humble black folks. So I'm like, yo, like, what's the problem? And you're like, you already know what it is, bro. I said, that can't be until I encounter her myself. So this one situation with myself, the first thing I encountered was bullshit with her. I could turn my sheets in the next day, right? Instead of, because they close at a certain time, so by the time I get back from reloading, they're closed. So then I said, damn. When I first got there, I said, damn, I'm going to turn this in. He's like, nah, the Spanish guys was like, nah, we all turn that shit in the next day. It ain't going to be no problem. I did the same thing. She then called the dispatcher to complain about me doing that. So my dispatcher's like, everybody else does it, so what's the problem? I don't see why you are on him about it. So would you just say, oh, she just, what would that look like in your eyes?
I mean, it sounds pretty discriminative. I mean, it sounds to me, I'm wondering, she get the position she get, who gave her that position? Is the place run by people of her community? Why she's getting first dibs?
No, white. They're white. One's white and the other one's Filipino.
Okay, so it's run by immigrants, basically.
Show to your people, and Victor. Speak, Vic. Open your mouth. Open your freaking mouth.
Well,
it's crazy.
I think that because black folks have a sense of entitlement here, right? They don't necessarily rise to the occasion sometimes in the job sites or in the work field. So it's different culturally. When somebody else comes here, they are appreciative that they are like, I got out of like the left.
Can we make a left right here?
So they're a little more appreciative. I know you can put the thumbs down, it's okay. When somebody comes from a different place, that they're probably worst off, they are appreciative of the opportunity. Right, so they're gonna show up different than the person that feels like I built this fucking country, I'm deserving of this, that, and third, and boom, boom, boom. You show up with a little more.
Right, thank you.
You show up with a little more like ungratefulness, right, for the opportunity that's given to you because you feel like somebody owe you some shit. And I'm not here to debate that. I'm just saying that when somebody feel like they're owed something. Versus somebody being appreciative and show up differently to the
And y'all turn those tickets in. That is not 100% right. You have certain people that act a certain way and are a certain way, and people that are not. Because these guys, you know how if you can get extra hours in, you're gonna get extra hours in. You come early. That is not the action of these guys I'm looking at.
But okay, so
they're not Black Americans, so that doesn't really stand for only one person. Say, get rid of that pink ticket, my brother.
I agree with him, you know. But here's what I'm gonna do. What the word is, maybe dissect. That behavior is real. And it also can be applicable to people who just basically function, like you say, like that. If you don't have a sense of entitlement and all of that pious, pompous behavior, and your mindset is the opposite of that, anywhere you go, you'd function in full capacity. You understand? Because you're basically going for the gusto with no holds bar. You know what I'm saying? And that's your intention. You don't have none of those personality issues or whatever. And I'm just saying those words because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I do agree with him in essence. I'm not going to lie. So not just to Black American, but most Black Americans, because like I said, the behavior is not indicative to a people group. But say, for instance, that is their mindset. Then I can see it being causing issues in certain instances, especially when there's a comparison, these people, that people. You get what I'm trying to say? So I agree with him. I really agree with his sentiments, and without malice, I'm just saying that without malice.
I didn't disagree with him. I said that's any, like you said, mentality. That's any people that does that. Literally, you don't even have to say, "Oh, I built this country." It's more Black Americans know they built this country, right? But then you do have white Americans that feel that they own the country.
But he's saying,
you know what I'm saying? So wait, but hold on. So that mentality, like you said, is a mentality thing. That's not majority of people. Motherfuckers know that they act up, they getting their Black ass fired. You feel what I'm saying? So in that context, what I'm talking about, this situation is different. You know what I'm saying? I've seen these guys come to work every single day, 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, bro. Like literally, real shit. So the title is, why does every other race practice racism with Black America? When I say Black America, anybody that's, like, say I'm dealing with you, Vic. You darker skin, you're melanated, okay? You born in America. Well, you're in America. And don't matter, it doesn't matter if you're ethnic group. I'm still going to, I'm still going to fuck with you because we have a similarity. We look alike, right? Act alike. We same customs damn near to a degree. If I treat you like you're a brother, I'll treat you like a brother. Yeah, well, I don't want to go to the specifics. I said to a degree. You want to fuck off this
morning.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, stuff like that. I recognize something in you that's the same as myself. Would you say that because every other race practice this and what they are, they stick together, they're ahead. You know what I mean? Like even when it comes down to ownership of property and all that stuff like that. And others respecting them and noticing that this is they going to stick together. When do you think it'd be more effective, or the practice of racism shouldn't be practiced in the Black community as well? It shouldn't be.
Wow, that's a loaded question.
I just don't like, bro. I'm just looking at the overall picture. Like I literally hear Black folks say, "What I look like flipping burgers in Burger King." Or what I look like working here, or what I look like working there. And then I literally see Hispanic people. I'm going to just speak for New York in the case. That's, you know what happens? A lot of Black folks got pride in going in there to flip burgers, to work a fast food, to do certain things. And you know what? The Hispanics, they don't got no problem. So sometimes what happens is, again, the person that is appreciative, that came from somewhere else, right, that they're like, to them, making $15 an hour, they cool with that. Somebody else that's from here, they might not be jacking that. They might be like, nah, what I look like, or XYZ, or whatever the case is. So what happens is those some fields, sometimes they get filled up by the people who appreciate the job more. And again, I'm not here to debate those things. I'm just telling you how like shit be showing up. And a lot of times, like even when conflict arises, certain people, and I'm not saying black folks don't have the right to be angry. I'm not here to debate that. I'm just saying sometimes when conflict arises on the job, bro, motherfuckers be ready to crash out. Like they be ready to go all the way out. Like how many times you hear somebody kill somebody because they ain't giving them no mustard? Because they ain't giving them no ketchup. Like some wild, crazy stories, bro. Like, so it's like, so people, and sometimes the media might do overdo it, but they're not coming up with stories that they just made up and pulled out their ass. They're talking about shit that happens, bro, in real time. So some people, they think about these things and they just rather not fuck with certain people. But it's all of those things that make the components. It's like work ethic. It's like how is your conflict resolution? Like, can I get to you if something goes wrong? Like, you get what I'm saying? And because some people have been done wrong, like for a large period of their time, like anything that happens, it automatically resorts to they were being racist towards me. When like the brother said, sometimes you was just not qualified for the job, but because that trauma lives in your body, the moment you don't get hired and somebody else get hired, it automatically becomes, oh, it's because you're being racist. And that's not necessarily always the case. So sometimes it's harder to work with people like that. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's the case you're talking about, but I'm just saying like overall, bro, some people just not rather deal with certain shit. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. I'm just saying that, like, that's how things be sometimes. And I experienced a lot of stuff myself. Like, even when I went to prison, right? Like, when I went to prison, you know, the black people
became, was just going to turn you became crip to kill black people.
No. When I went to prison, black people only cared what block I was from.
To love in the Lord, that's divine intervention.
The Hispanic people was like, yo, you hungry, bro? You need to call your family. You need some soap to shower. You need shower slippers. Like, this was the concern. And this is how they kind of like operate for the most part. My bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Shay. Yeah, we can hear you now.
I was just saying, on a communal level, bro, I think it's also easier to do that because for the most part, black folks don't really stick together, bro. Mm-hmm. But all those other things also are part of the pot. So it's not just one thing. It's like a bunch of those things together in a pot that kind of like makes shit play out the way it play out.
So I just want to attack the title. Why does every race practice racism except Black America? I think Black America practice racism, right? I think, and I'm going to say this, I think Black Americans, we learned a lot from the white people, right? We can't even, you know what I'm saying? We can't even fraud, right? We learned racism from them. We learned to think that we are better than people from them, right? So I think we absolutely practice racism against other Black people that come here from different places like Africa, or, you know, I'm not saying we didn't come from Africa. Now, slow down. I'm just saying
that's not racism, though.
Hold on. Let me drop my point. And this is my humble opinion.
Yes, sir.
Right. My humble, because I could be wrong. I'm wrong sometimes. So I'm saying Jamaicans, right? Haitians, right? And don't be African in the middle of school, in high school, because, you know, niggas can spot that, and they will definitely, you know, call you an African booty scratcher, or, you know, a dirty foreigner, or, you know what I mean? They're going to call ICE on you. Yeah, so I absolutely do think Black people are racist, especially the Mexicans, too. Like, you know what I mean? Now, I get it in L.A. It's a different vibe with Mexicans and Black people. But, you know, on the East Coast, we look at, and I'm going to be honest, we look at Mexicans like they You know, like they have people, right? They really don't matter to black people, right? And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying?
Mexicans are half people.
Oh, hold on. Let me say this, and I'm gonna land with this, right?
People.
If you ask, let's say, boom, I'm in Jamaica tomorrow. To them, I sound like a white man, right? My accent is of a white man, right? But in America, I would sound like a black person. Like, I know it sounds crazy, right? But to foreigners, they hear our accent, they think white American first. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't think black man in America. So that's what I'm saying. We got a lot of our traits, right, from the white men in America. And I hate to admit that, but it's the truth.
But the white men in America, if any other white group come from any other country, they welcome them with open arms. With Spanish people, any other person from any other country come from that Spanish speaking countries, they welcome them with open arms. The only America, only Black America, do the reverse. Any other melanated person that come from any other country, you want to be racist against them. Make sense?
All right.
Yeah, because we're dealing with an identity crisis.
So if
that's the excuse. We're American.
I will call it an explanation.
Can I go?
No, you may not go. Go ahead, Ms. Hope.
So when, what is your name? Say, is your name Say? Say a word. I like it. You did say a lot of words and I appreciate it. It hurts like a mother, but it's the truth. You said the truth. And you said a very operative word. You said better than. Yeah? That is one of the characteristics of what race, someone that is racist is. When they believe people is better than them, whether it be economically or even down to your look and everything. Better here, you know, better this, better that. Yeah. So he did make sense. And he used the right word. So there is different levels to when someone can be racist. If you're fitting on the categories per the definition, you are either be acting racist. I wouldn't say use the racist in person, because that is a different conversation. But yeah, you're behaving under the umbrella of what racism looks like. You're carrying those traits. So I agree with him. And he made
a
very
good
point.
Race and be racist.
I know, but if you feel like you're better than another person, even in your own people group.
Prejudice?
Yeah. All those things come under so people when people are racist. Wow. Prejudice, discrimination, all of them things. Yeah, when you have it's like sickle cell, you have the traits. You don't have the full blown thing, but you have the traits. Yeah, he's right. And the immigrant point I use, they behave, it's a weird thing. You're right. Oh, you're going to be racist amongst people who look like you and come from your same people group. That's what makes it even worse. And I guess that's why people can't believe it. But you're behaving like the brother described, where racism come from, white people. And some black people behave like white people when they tell other black people the stuff that they tell them in a very indiscriminative manner. And that's what makes it ill in America.
But isn't
it's like the black man is the... I'm gonna be fast, Vic. It's like the black man, and I hate to say it because I'm a black man myself, obviously, right? But it's almost like we are the stepchild of the white man. And I'm going to be real. You got to just keep calling it what the fuck it is. We act like him. We talk like him. But we hate this motherfucker. But we share the same characteristics. We just as racist as them. We look at the Middle East like, you know, just like a place that we don't really give a fuck about. But they owe us something, right? We feel like America is the police of the world. Let's keep it real. And if you live up north, you almost don't like the black person that's down south. The same way that the white man up north does not fuck with the southerner, right? They had a whole war and all that, respectfully. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we almost, come on, we wear jeans, suits, just like them. right? We do everything they did, smoke cigarettes, drink liquor. We do everything they did. We like the best, like, not, I can't say bastard. We like the stepchild that never, you know, got his respect. It's to the point where, you know, there's black people asking a white man today for reparations. That's almost like a child asking his father, can you pay for the shit that you fucked up, instead of being,
man, fuck this nigga, man.
Person. Damn, why I gotta catch a fade like that? It's my humble opinion. Listen.
I feel like I'm seeking in the bushes when he's talking right now. Like I'm getting pushed in a hole.
That hurts, don't it? But it's the truth, though. If it didn't hurt, it wouldn't be the truth, man. It's real shit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me, yeah? Oh, all right. I was going to say, but isn't tribalism the same shit? Racism is really just prejudice. Right. Until you get some kind of institutional power over institutions, and then you can control other shit, aspects of people's life. But before that, that shit is just being prejudiced based on race. Right. But people were already prejudiced. They still prejudice in Africa. Like, I think like this idea. I think it also comes from this narrative that black people have made up, like Africa was like this kumbaya place before European people got there. When there's heavy tribalism, right? To this day. So I think before even that, like people were already beefing with each other just based on tribes and nations over there. So I don't know if it's really safe to say that, like, we necessarily learned this shit from them. I think the new age shit probably, but I think that shit just lived within people, honestly. People are just more familiar with their own people. Like, if we speak the same language, if we got the same culture, if we got the same belief, ethics, etc., it's easy to other somebody who don't look like you, who don't believe like you believe. People do that shit today. Even within Islam, you got people that will be like, yo, you're gonna marry a Somalian, or Indian people that say, yo, you're gonna marry an Indian from this place. So I'm not gonna put everything on the white man. Like a lot of black folks do. I think a lot of this shit, we already been, well, African people already been practicing a lot of this shit long before they got here.
You said a bunch of bullshit.
That's okay. That's why you niggas ain't gonna go nowhere, because y'all think everything bullshit.
You see how he automatically he just sounded like a white man when he said that, right?
He is.
Niggas ain't gonna go nowhere. Who do that sound like? A nigga stepdad, right? Like.
Yo, what's good?
What's going on, Sebastian?
Good morning.
Y'all still got pink tickets. That's fucked up. Like, how you take your shoes? I don't like people walking in my house with shoes. I tell them, take your goddamn shoes off, man.
I'm surprised I even have a ticket. I don't know what happened. But,
this is my house, not my this is my club, not my house. That's why. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Abba, what's up, man?
I'm confused by the title, man, because like it says, why does every race practice racism except black people, America? Like, I got friends, right? I'm from the East Coast, and they they look. Okay, race-wise, they black, but ethnicity, they might be a Latino group. And they tell me they go in stores and people speak Spanish around them, like they assume that they're not Latino. So they say shit about them. And then they said, no.
Somebody mute my mic, please. Will you want me to pay attention to you while
I'm sorry, you broke up, bro. I couldn't hear you.
He doing something at work or some shit. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, like, you know, that racism, the racism is a universal practice. And, yeah, you know, we talk about tribe, we talk about culture, clan, and all that other stuff. But honestly, the discrimination and the bigotry that people face that's black, and now they say, you know, Afro-Hispanic, Afro-Latino, that's a real thing. Like, even with Middle Easterns, Afro-Palestinians, Afro-Iranians, and so forth, like, nobody knows what they really are until they open their mouth and just, you know, say what they have to say in their tongue or have culture, and they say, wait, oh, okay, because they get cut out just because of their appearance, because of what they see. That's all we know. So, like, the racism thing, yeah, they catch it. I could be with my homies, and they might be from, you know, I'm an East Coast cat, so you got Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and so forth, and we might be somewhere, and you might catch a person saying something, and they'd be like, motherfucker, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying. I'm a black man race-wise, but my culture, my ethnicity is Puerto Rican. So everybody does practice racism, even in their own land, because they, you know, it's a whole, I'm going to put you in this category, especially if you're hanging with these people. I'm going to automatically assume that you are not me, because people have this, you know, this idea of what they think a Puerto Rican look like, or a Mexican. Even right now, you got Mexicans out there that's fucking shit up, but nobody's saying that there are white Mexicans doing this. It's always the brown ones that's fucking shit up, but the white ones are Antifa and other ones. So it's, racism is in every group, you know, in every country, every region, every nation. It's not exclusive to America. I'm laying on that.
He's right.
I mean, the floor open. The floor is open, y'all. The floor is open.
I need y'all. Yeah, I need y'all to, like, read some Black Studies books. I'm going to put some in the chat, because I think we need to be careful of how we define racism. Racism, I pretty much summed it up in the chat. We as Black people historically don't have that power, nor social influence, nor economic influence. So therefore, we can't be racist. Racism is rooted in political, social, and economic power. We don't have that. History tells us that. We can be prejudiced, we can be colorist, or racist. Racist has a very unique social, political, and economic tone. So based on that context, we can't be racist. We can try, but we don't have any sort of power, especially in this country. So I think we got to be careful how we use words.
Curtis, let me ask you. Are South African blacks being racist right now?
Well, I don't know. I didn't study that history. I studied African American history. I'm a Black Studies and Business major.
Well, I mean
this is what I learned.
But Curtis, this really doesn't need to be read in the book. This is happening, like, as we speak. I mean, hell, Trump has been saying there's white genocide in South Africa. Like, what's happening is the Black South Africans are taking their land back, and they, again, historically,
and they're pushing the white people out
as they fucking.
Oh,
should.
So there is a genocide. So that's the definition of genocide.
So let me continue.
You can look up genocide. So you don't know what you're talking about.
When you have a majority of the population, who has, well, actually, you know what, Curtis, I'm a shut up, because I think I might have been my own argument when I thought about it, because white South Africans control the politics there, so I could still be wrong.
Yeah, we're talking about, and I'm going to research it, but we're talking about African American history. So that's my framework. So based off of that, we don't have, historically speaking, and even currently, we don't have any type of real economic, political, social power.
I just looked it up. It says that white South Africans do not hold political power in South Africa. I just looked it up on the internet. I mean, okay. We have access to the same internet. Yeah.
Talk to a South African.
Talk to a black South African?
Talk to
a black South African who hates white people, and the black South African is going to tell me better than Google?
It's not even a conversation.
Well, you have a bias, too, because you said that it's not genocide, it's just people being pushed off of their land. That's the definition of genocide.
Hi there. Can I just quickly interject? Can I quickly interject? Donald Trump, last couple of days, he admitted he was misadvised by Elon Musk about this South African situation. Right. And you can Google that up yourself. And also, there was a white South African delegation that was with the president of South Africa when they went to visit Trump. And the white delegation guy said, we are part of the government. They got a coalition. So he said, we are part of the government. We are helping the government to be successful. And we don't agree with the propaganda that's being issued by Elon Musk.
Yeah, I'd like to, based on the terms racism, which is a facet of bigotry and a sociological term is applied in sociology. Racism has a sense of superiority. Where a certain race believes they're superior over other races. One or all races. And bigotry is just an intolerance towards a race. And, you know, it was an era. It isn't said that much anymore now, but where a lot of us would say that we're superior in genetics and so forth and so on to Europeans, now, which would fall in that category of racist. It's just a social shift now. We don't say it anymore than it used to be then around the late 90s, early 90s. A lot of conscious community speakers would start saying that we can't be racist because we don't hold power. And you'd have a lot of books that were written by that, but it's no definitive thing because it shifted a lot because of the social colloquialism that comes with terms like that and the shift in the community's perception. But by definition, it's blacks can exhibit racism and very intolerant or have a superiority complex over whites with the idea of being the original people, building certain structures and inventing things is just not a popular discussion anymore. It's more so now byproduct of social shift.
Ain't that racist itself saying
let me ask
you're
this.
Original people?
Say what? Isn't that racist saying that we're original people? I mean, not a sign say it is, but in certain things that's factual, like, yeah, that's kind of like, you know, I don't want to deep dive, but you can if you want to. So my thing is this, right? If, let's take it like this. If I am a manager at a company and I get rid of all the whites and hire blacks, could that be considered racism? What would that be considered?
It's definitely racism.
Yeah, that'd be racist.
It depends.
Well,
because it's like,
go ahead.
Now, go ahead, Sebastian.
Yeah, it depends because you're trying, if you're running a business, you're trying to, you know, be successful. You know, it's a profit to be obtained. So, like with sports, hey, 90-something percent of the NBA football is black. You know, they should just cut the other 20% or 10% out and just really make a full fucking profit. You know what I'm saying? But they can't do that because of diversity and all that. Forced diversity. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's justified. You want to win a war, you get the best men on the field. They got, you know, if it's about a race of men that can get it done, then why not? Bring them out. Get the job done. I think sometimes racism it's not always a bad thing. I know I'm probably moving the goalpost, but if that makes sense. I'm just saying. I land on
that. Yeah, I don't want you to go too far. I just want people to stick to, I get what you're saying. I want people to stick to that question right there I asked. I'm the professionals on the stage too, as well.
I think that racism is being perpetuated by black people.
Well, that's not the question. The question, answer the question first. And why are you? All right, we're gonna allow you to be up here for a second, okay, bro? Because I don't. You know what? I really want to hear what you got to say with that shit. Okay. Anyway, and I kind of agree because of the submissions that the bros gave. Where they then I will hear it. So, Kurt, Albert, Andrea, Stacks, Vic, what do you think about that question I asked? If a man is a manager, a black man is a manager at a company, he hires all, get rid of, he fires all the whites, the Spanish, and hires the black. What would that be considered?
Discrimination.
Yeah, that's discrimination. Yep. But I see it happen all the time, though. Yeah, other races.
So you know, it would. Yeah. It would be primarily, I think, based on intent. Did he hire? What did he hire all the blacks for instead of hiring the whites? That's why it would be discrimination. Did he hire all the blacks because he felt like the blacks were more superior than the others? Then it would be racism.
Wait. Say the last bit again.
If he hired the blacks because he thought that they were more superior, then it would be racism.
That's that. I mean, nobody's gonna write out, come out and say that. But yeah, that's right, what I'm talking to.
Yeah, nobody's gonna say that. Huh? So then it would only be discrimination.
So if I'm for my people, right? I'm for my people, and I just hired them. Isn't that the same thing?
I guess you can look at it, but it's not about being for your people. It's about you thinking or believing that you're more superior than the other. This is how I understand basic racism, like just personal beliefs that you are the more superior person than the other one. So if it's on the basis of just your personal beliefs, do I believe that we can really, because we can have racial prejudice, right? Believing that we're more superior than the others. But as far as whether I can believe that we would be racist, I'm back on the side of Curtis as to what he's saying. We don't have enough power to be racist because we can't do anything. We don't have our hands in on enough things to be that.
There's a logical problem with this, which is that most white supremacists these days would claim that they don't hate black people. So you're saying that if you can prove the black people only hired black people because they thought the black people were superior to white people, then it would be racist. But white people who want racial segregation often don't say, "I hate black people." They say the black people can live over there in black land and the white people can live over here in white land. I still am opposed to racial segregation because I think it's inherently racist. But if you ask the average white supremacist, who I would be fundamentally opposed to white supremacy because I am opposed to white supremacy, but if you ask them, do you hate black people? The average, Nick Fuentes or who's another racist? Oh, Richard Spencer, you know what I mean? Richard Spencer is clearly a white supremacist piece of shit. But if you ask him, do you hate black people? He would say, no, I don't hate black people. I just don't want to live with them. I think that that's still racist, even if you don't think that you're superior. If you just don't want to fuck with white people because they're white, that's racist.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to defend Nick Fuentes a little bit. He's more of a separatist. And I think people have the right to say, hey, I just want to be around my own people. I want my own businesses, our own services to be specifically for us. When you go to a high school, a middle school, you see it even in sometimes kindergarten. Kids tend to sit around other kids that look like them. It's like, and it's to do that, an all-Asian table. And maybe sometimes if it's enough Chinese, it's mostly Chinese over here and Cambodians over here. But if they don't have the numbers, now you have a Chinese and a Cambodian table mix. You know what I mean? Samoans isn't mixed up in there, South Pacific Islanders. And, so, and that's how it is in prison too. So it's like people tend to want to be around people that look like them or share similarities in culture, things that they're more familiar with. I don't think separation is really a bad thing. Segregation is evil, but separation, no. I'm going to land on that.
Segregation is racial separation. Segregation is simply racial separation. That's all it is.
this is what I don't understand about Black people, and I'm going to be very honest. We're trying to position ourselves and perpetuate a social political system, which we never created, which is race. Look that up. Because if we did, I need to know the founder and the creator of race, right? So let's start there. So we're trying to associate ourselves with, oh, we could be racist. So we're again trying to link ourselves to something that historically has oppressed us, tore us down, right? We never created it. And now we're saying, oh, yeah, we could be this too. Oh, because, oh, the context is changing. This is the problem. This is the problem right here. When you don't know the history in its totality, when you don't understand the nuances and context of how this system oppresses and suppresses Black people, you would never dare say, yeah, we could be racist, because we know the political, social, and historical context to that word. So again, I ask you all, who's the founder of race? The system of race, who created that, and how has that benefited us? I'll wait.
There is no one founder, but as Europeans encountered people, and because they had a language that we were assimilated to, they started using the term race. And racist, even the term racist, means to propagate race. IST, the suffix IST, means to propagate race. So the racist person promotes race and racism to promote hierarchy in a system. And that's why you had a systemic racism that ultimately throughout the years became institutional racism.
I do think Black
people. Right, which we never created. Exactly.
Can right. I go?
My bad.
I think Black people can be racist because I'm racist. I believe certain people have told me you're not racist because you don't have no power, but I don't like other groups of people. I don't think that they're clean. I don't think that they can be close to God. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them in my life. I don't think, like, I would die if they touch my skin. Like, I would literally break out in hives. I'm just being honest. Like, I know it's not right. Like, I'm trying to change because the world is progressing so much. But I literally, my hair will fall out if they touch my hair. I literally can't stand these people. The group of people, I don't feel like they are all human. I believe that they are part devil. Like, I believe that some of them emerged Holy from the shit. Water. I don't even believe they have the same creation as us. I believe they're demonic, certain ones of them. Yeah, I believe they're part devil. Yep. I don't like the whole animal theory and monkeys. I believe that was them, and they.
This is crazy. I don't know why this is being allowed. I mean, if you allow
her to speak, brother.
Well, if I said
why
the N word,
why would it not be allowed? Like racism is
just typical. Yo, I mean, relax. It's N word.
Relax, bro. Before you go.
Yeah, allow her to speak. Relax, see, whether you agree or not, you don't have to get upset.
Albert, there shouldn't even be no white people in this space anymore.
Well, that's very racist.
I don't.
I think Black people are the most racist people in the world. Black people.
I am. I'm pretty racist.
Now you gone.
I agree with the white guy.
Now get out of here, Cracker.
Okay.
Now, did y'all get rid of him?
Yeah, Cracker gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but can I finish?
Time to be in Black people conversations, bro. Fuck that shit, bro.
I mean, he cut me off, but I just let him have it.
He cut off Andre and all that. Yeah, nah, bro. White people in conversation.
I was pinging up. Sorry about that. I had my miles on stage to represent Black power. Oof. Say, okay. I want to hear it.
Can I finish?
Y'all can finish.
Yes, you may finish.
Y'all see when other races come in and we can't really get to the, you know what I mean? Like, let's get to the
solution. Nah, he was rude, dog. You know, I don't hate white people. That was just rude. Even though he doesn't agree, he should just let you finish. I don't think that you really disrespect. You're just telling how you feel, because that's what the conversation. consist of, but for him to cut you off, that was rude. Now, if he would have said what he said afterwards, it probably have been different because he had some decorum and he was respectful. But, you know, this is a black space. What do you expect from black people? I mean, I was going to ask you a question, sis. I was going to say, if the history of America was never rooted in with black people in with slavery, would you feel the same way about these people?
No, I don't know, because it was. And all I know is being a descendant of a slave, right? So at the end of the day, I know what was done to my people in a way that, like, things was preached to me. I feel like I wasn't taught to. Like, I wasn't taught to be this way. Once I got out in the world, my grandmother told me, all people are people. God made everybody. And then when I got out in the world, I kind of created my own belief system. I just look at people, and when I present myself or when I come around to people, they just are disgusting. I don't believe they're clean. I don't believe they have a heart that pumps flesh and blood of empathy, they can care about people, all that type of stuff like that black people do. And I feel like they have a superiority complex where they automatically feel like they can butt into your life or tell you something, or like, my people don't do shit like that. And I'm trying to get better because I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and they ask me questions, and I literally can't even talk to them about certain things because of my outlook. And then my brother has procreated with white people. And so I have to love my nieces and nephews. So it's like a prejudice. It's like on one hand, I want to be so hateful, but on the other hand, in real life, when I'm faced with these things, like my brother's two children, I love my nieces and nephews. I'm not going to call them part devil, a piece of devil, a slice of devil, or anything. But in my heart, I still do feel like they got that in them, because they got that white in them. So it's just hard, and I want to be better because it's kids coming up, and they don't need to learn this type of stuff. They don't need to be this type of way. And it's just kind of like the hate they gave that's coming back.
I agree with you, darling, especially when they come up in here cutting Andre off and shit.
I like to get a definition of these terms to set the tone, if I might.
Spit it out!
So racism and bigotry. Well, bigotry is like more of a broader term. It refers to a stubborn and complete intolerance of any creed, belief, or opinion that differs from its own. Often accompanied by strong, unreasonable prejudices or opinions. Racism is a specific type of bigotry. It is bigotry that is based on race. This means believing that one's own racial group is superior, or that a particular racial group is inferior, and often involves prejudice, discrimination, and/or antagonism directed against people because they are of a different racial or ethnic background. Racism is also used as a system of oppression as well.
I think that a lot of that was named, and all that I was named, we do fall under that. Black folks do feel as though that we are physically superior. I think we're smarter. We think we come from God. And we are the first people, and they are not. And like I said, if you had a job and it's ran by black folks, 9 times out of 10, the black folks are going to hire black folks. I mean, certain states, certain cities, black folks are the majority, and then you have some companies and stuff like that that it are ran by black folks, and they will practice it. But I'm saying, like, is it bad? Because it seems to work out for everyone else. They call it community. That's what they call it. They call it community. So why not practice it all? Like, I'm talking about not even just black Americans. When other blacks from other countries come in, just like the whites do, they accept them with open arms. They know they're from different tribes and all that stuff like that. Why not accept them and say, you know what? You come with us. But if their mentality is different, that's when you say, oh, nah, we can't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because they say that black folks ain't together because we separate ourselves from every other ethnic, melanated person in the world. This is what's been said.
Yeah, I think one of the major issues is chattel slavery. We never had the same equity to be able to benefit from being racist. And a lot of our ideas, the way our habits, the way that we eat, how we communicate, comes from our ancestors' life on the plantation. We've been civilized by an oppressor. So now we've internalized it because we have no choice but to operate in it. And so we won't benefit from the same concept because this is what has happened. We're very bigoted toward each other. We have a lot of bigotry toward each other. We look at each other differently by class. We look down on each other. We look at each other, hold no value because we've internalized race. And that is not racism, and that's naturally oppressive. So I think that's why when we look at trying to assimilate, we don't get the same outcomes.
I got a point because that goes to a question that I wanted to propose. Because let's just say we go with the understanding that racism can be practiced by every group on the planet, then we got to look at the equity of it and whose racism is worse. Essentially, is what I'm asking. Like, because black people, you know, we can sit here and say, oh, we don't fuck with white people. You know, you can have businesses that are ran by black people or even, you know, families and all that. But being a black racist really has no holistic value against other groups. Like, we never held the power to enslave or give people institutional barriers because of their skin tone. So, you know. Well, what's the value of black racism?
Okay, so I wrote it in the chat. Like, I agree with you, Shade. I agree with you, Dr. Abbott. Like, it is so easy to fantasize about racism, to have these ideas of who you don't like, what you don't want to allow, right? And how you feel about yourself and your people, right? But it is hard to be an actual racist, right? Like Caucasians hanging folks from trees and chopping folks' foot off, whipping folks with cat of nine tails and whips and going on and chopping folks.
I'm going to the extreme. That's extreme, man.
Well, okay, that's what racism is, and that's what they did to our people. So it's actually not a thing.
We're talking about right now economic.
No, so what I'm saying is, like, black folks aren't going to do that, right? Black folks aren't finna whoop nobody. They not finna harm no children. They not finna, right? So our racism goes so far. We side-eyeing niggas and not liking niggas is what we got for racism. We're not actually out here hanging Caucasians like they're hanging us, because you said that's not happening. That is happening in today's time. It's still happening. They just hang.
It ain't happening. Like, I know.
Bro, they just hang the black boy in Mississippi. What are you talking about?
It don't happen as much like that. I'm not. I never.
But black people don't hang white people at all. What are you talking about
right now? So I'm not saying that doesn't happen. So let's don't put words in my mouth now.
Yeah, but even if you say it don't happen like that, right? I'm saying that black people don't practice that type of racism at all. We don't hang white people. We don't harm. We don't go out and say, okay, I hate. We don't say we hate white people so much and then get to chopping up little white kids. We don't do stuff like that. But white people do stuff like that. So other groups of people, they hate black people so much they're willing to kill us. They're willing to really, really harm us, put us very dead last and shit. We don't do that to people just because we don't like them or just because we believe they people don't take baths or we believe they people unclean. Our racism only go but so far. And so I feel like black people racism is on some, still on some love type of shit. Like we might not like them folks, but we don't go around bothering them folks neither.
But you never said nothing about love a while ago.
Not you. Not wait. When I be talking about other groups of people, I don't be talking. When I be talking about other groups of people, I don't be talking about black people. Hope. No, right.
But,
I don't
so talk about one black second. People. But we talk.
I'm here, African.
Which people you talking about? You never. You say when black people do for them thing.
Right. So about I love. All black people. Black people. I don't be like. But, oh.
One second now. One second. Earlier in your submission, when you was giving your submission, how you feel about them, because you never specifically said white people to be fear. I guess I was asking who them is. And I'm going to say it's not black people. And you never say who. You understand? But you weren't speaking out of love. You was giving all of your distaste. And then you're going to make the comparison when black people do this. When you just stay there and speak nothing but ear towards. No, don't get me wrong. You feel like you can't feel what you want to feel. But I'm just making a comparison based on your argument. You're not gonna hang them, kill them, chop off them foot.
No, I get it. I wasn't talking about love, but I wasn't talking about dynamites and chopping heads off.
Feet. Yeah, I get it. You have tight. Yeah, I get it.
I'm not willing to go to
75% on the scale.
Yeah, I believe there's some funky pieces of shit, but I don't think gotta kill them. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't got to harm them. Right. I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, procreate with them. I don't got to date them. I don't got to do nothing. But I don't wish that they die, nothing like that. So, well, probably, but.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I wish they die, but I wish they wasn't here. I don't wish they die. I just wish they wasn't here. That's not.
You wish they didn't exist?
There we go. I wish they didn't exist.
Same
right?
thing.
So, but I don't wish they died. Nothing like I don't wish nothing bad happened to them. But I think that's different. Hold on, because they get mad at the bottom.
Yeah, they want okay, you off I think the they, stage. Oh my okay. God.
Okay, let me just get the last point out. Hope. When I'm talking about these people, I'm not talking about my own people now. You got to admit that. Like you got to know that I'm talking about. White people, like you got all different kind of white people, all the white people of the world, all the bright white people. I'm not talking about no melanated people. I'm not talking about Africans. I'm not talking about Jamaicans. I'm not talking about none of my people. I'm Pan-African, if you didn't know, just let you know. So yeah, not talking about Native Americans. I'm talking about Caucasians, and I'm talking about Asians, them white Asians. I'm talking about the Turkish, the Albanian, the all the motherfuckers, they don't, no.
You know what my mom told me when I was a kid? She said, hate is like rotten tomatoes. You know, they stink.
Yeah, so what?
You know what I mean? So that's a lot. You need all those people that you are discriminative against. Don't get me wrong, that's your bag of tomato. You know, but it's
yeah, but
it
they seem to thrive off it. The others
it sounds very heavy.
Thrive off of it, you know.
They hate me
too. Then shit.
It's not like I just think they stink and they ain't shit. They think the same thing about me and my people.
They got community and hope. The Rotten Tomatoes got community, you know, fellowship, family structure, and everything. I want to be a Rotten Tomato too. Then
you don't get it.
Okay. Okay, all right, I don't get it. Okay, all right, I get it now. Damn, that was kind of deep.
If black people knew how to be racist for real, if they was willing to actually get out there and get mad about...
Oh, my God. Hey,
then our people would be somewhere, right? So, like, if y'all was actually willing,
okay,
if y'all was actually willing to make your slave, like they made you their slave, then you'll probably get somewhere. You won't be a crybaby. You won't be in this room talking about, you just the love.
Am I speaking or no? Huh? Am I speaking? No, y'all can hear me, or am I?
I'm sorry, boo.
Hey, Kay, I see you on the stage. Hello. Hello there.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. Did you want to say something to the title?
Why does every other race practice racism except Black America? I think Black Americans are racist. I don't think the statement is true.
You got a white picture up there. Your voice doesn't sound white. What is your nationality?
Oh, I'm Black.
What is your race? Okay. Okay. Why do you think Black Americans are racist? Do they have a reason to be?
I mean, you have a reason for anything you want to do in life. I think that they're racist because that's what they choose to be. I think I'm racist. I don't fuck with everybody. That's okay.
We found one, coach. Like, what does that mean down there? Because they choose to be? I mean, do everyone agree with that? Because we choose to be racist, like, we for no reason at all. We just choose to be racist. Yeah, I think that's a true statement. Vic, Hope, Andrea, do y'all think that?
Okay, so we have... all right. So if there's Black people that thinks of them better, you know, they might not, you know, I don't know if, like, interracial discrimination, that is a thing. No, you can look that up. Now, if Black people decide that they're better than Asian people, because that's all the broader spectrum of racism. If them think them better than them, them have more economical power than them, however. But what one of the characteristics of racism, or a person being racist, is thinking that them have hierarchy and them better than people for different reasons. Could be color your skin, you have more money, you can, you know, usually it's white supremacy. It's rooted in supremacy. You feeling like you're more supreme than another human being for different attributes. If Black people have those traits, I'm just using this for an example. Let's use them, say, feel like that towards Asian people. Then yes, them can be racist towards Asian people. You know what I mean? So yes, they can. Now, are they? That's another kettle of fish. But Black people can be racist if they have those behaviors towards another people group, Asian, you know, Indian, or even white people. I'm just saying, in my opinion, if you look at the definition of what racism, or a person being racist is, okay, per the definition.
They try.
Is it me or him?
Never say him cut off.
You didn't hear me?
No.
I said they're trying to replicate it, but they can't. You know, the same shit that white folks did when they, you know, lied to white, you know, when they created whiteness and lied to their people and told them they were superior and did all of these things to improve their morale, you know, for survival purposes. It's the same shit that Black folks do today when they say we Nubian kings and we Moors and we this and we taught the white man everything and we X, Y, Z. They don't even realize they're doing the same shit white people did back then, but they're just not able to replicate it the same way that they did. At least that's what they
did. Well, we did. They teach them how to run government. Everything.
Why would you teach somebody how to run the government? Why would you teach someone?
Because you recognize nationality here in America. And that's when 1776 they recognized that as an independent nation. That's what it is. And bullshit. So the other nations that's under the sovereignty of God is going to help them carry out whatever they're going to carry out. These other people are not recognized under the nation. That's what happens. We can dive deep into that, but I don't know if people have the depth for that.
Why would you teach, give them the formula for running the country?
I told you already.
And then just 1 minute now? Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Hope. I'm sorry.
It don't make sense, Hope. Don't even go down that route.
Man, shut up, you. Bullshit. Shut up, you fucking dummy. Go ahead, Hope.
I'm just saying, if I have the blueprint for run the country, I run the world. I'm going to run the world. I'm not going to give it to somebody else to run the world and then make me into the underdog.
Hope, and you could do it again. If you did it once, you could do it again.
Yeah. Exactly. Why never just do it first and just keep doing it since we had it? You know, no, if you say the people had a great governmental thing system going and then copy it on them own, they just see it and say, oh, yeah, that's working. Let's see if they can take it to Europe. That might make sense. But, yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
Do it again.
Oh, Vic, fuck you.
I'm just saying.
Dothy, what's up? So, Dothy.
I think there's nothing wrong with racism or being racist. Actually, I think it's a natural thing, right? I naturally feel like black people are better than white people, right? I naturally want to be with my own people. Yes, I naturally want the best for my own people. Yes.
Y'all want to hear a real racist?
But you know, you say, I don't know.
There's a real racist coming right now.
Okay.
Come on, Spick.
Oh, boy. What is racism and what is white supremacy? And all of those things. It's all rooted into, in order for them to be a white supremacist, RB, and all of that stuff, they have to believe that another race is inferior to them. Do you see that?
Okay.
But one second. 1 minute. 1 minute now. 1 minute. Let me finish. No, I'm talking about racism in the context as what it is and how it come about with white people. Right. Can I finish, please?
Let's finish because I got to talk to this Spick. First, so
go ahead. So white people deem another human group to be lesser than them, and them being supreme, which is not true. Today we have the contention, because that was a fallacy or whatever it is made up in order for them to feel good about themselves and create the hierarchy that they do. But we fight against it today because it's not true. You know, they're not, white people are not supreme. And they're not superior to other people group. Neither is black people inferior. You get it? That's why we fight against it. No,
we understand that, but it's okay for them to feel that way.
No, okay. It's not okay. I'm not saying
it's okay. Black people are superior.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. So everybody mute up. So Ray, I see you in rooms. You're a very hateful man, right? Why do you?
Yeah, you know, another thing, man, y'all talk about white people. Y'all talk about white and black people, right? Well, you know, white people, they going up against China, and I hope China butt fucks them. But why you not talking? Latinos are the one killing you niggas, man. We the ones killing y'all niggas, man. We the ones that want a race war with y'all. We don't have the resources to go against white people. We have the resources to go against y'all. We the ones that's killing y'all, man. We put more crack in your neighborhoods. Y'all died disproportionately from COVID. We destroyed your neighborhoods with crack. Let's pop, nigga. Let's pop. Spread the hate, nigga. Spread the hate. Let's get
that nonsense that boy talking.
No, don't throw him. I didn't ask none of y'all to throw him down, man. Y'all didn't throw him down. I think he disappeared. Don't touch me. Don't touch this Spick, okay? I have it in for this fucking wet back. I see him going to every room talking shit and then, you know, just spreading dumb shit. You're going to be the first to die because your people don't even like you. That's just one of them. That's one of the things.
Watch it.
Y'all
want to get clipped.
And fuck that. You go into these rooms and respectfully, sis. You go into these rooms, you disrespect black folks all the time. But I can guarantee you that you don't take your little stinking ass over there into those different rooms. I mean, in those neighborhoods and talk the shit that you talk. My thing is this: they are whooping y'all. They're gonna whoop y'all ass over there in L.A. What do you think is gonna happen? They already sent 700, 2,000. guards over there. Now they sent the Marines over there. What do you think is going to happen to your people by these people?
I keep bringing up white people. White people are going against the Mongolian Empire. Yes, they are. Nigga,
China's preparing to go to war.
China's preparing to go to war. Latinos stand with China. Latinos are aligned with China. We're aligned with Russia and China. We're communists, nigga.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. Venezuela and Cuba, nigga. What are you talking about, you fucking nigga?
They don't fuck with y'all.
Come on. Nobody fucks with blacks. That's why y'all all turning gay. Society hate blacks. Majority turn gay, nigga. I'll spit in your ass and fuck, nigga. I'm in urban Texas, nigga. We're going to race for none of you, nigga. We want to race for, nigga. We want to race.
Yeah, shut up. Bow down. Bow down.
If you want a race war, you in Texas. Go get one. You know what niggas are.
Bow down. Piece of shit. You piece of shit. You ungrateful fuck. My people that did civil rights and all that type of shit for you stink-faced motherfuckers to come. Why is the NCAACP? Why is the NAACP protecting you? Fucking assholes. They should just let you all get...
Nigga say he's going to spit in your ass and fuck you, man.
He didn't say that, you faggot. You like to hear shit like that. Shut up.
He said he was spitting your ass, nigga. I was listening.
Faggot. You wanna repeat that gay shit. anyway. Yeah, so it's gotten... we needed to get that out the way because this guy, Ray, comes into every room disrespecting black folks saying the same shit. And I've seen him going about 20 rooms before I say, you know what? I got him. Piece of shit. Bow down, nigga. Not nigga.
Sorry yeah, Willow that. Creek, okay. Man.
Yeah, for the ones that didn't want to say that, want to go on like that, I did it for y'all. Because I know y'all behind those mics laughing at this motherfucker. Yeah. Do it, Sean. Yeah, I know. Anywho, you see how he goes about things and stuff like that? I asked him, what is it benefiting him, right? Because those people that's against him, guess who's going to join in their army? His people and black folks. That's what's going to happen. No, Ray. Fuck you, Ray. Good morning. Yeah, we talk about the white people. The white people going to join with the blacks going to join with the whites in the army. They're going to kick y'all asses. That's what's going to happen. And we're still not worried about y'all. The ones that's not in the armed forces or anything. We don't care about you. You better worry about that white man. Talking about we 12%. No, we're not. We're 15%. Piece of shit. Oh, okay. Let me get back to the subject. Woosah. The race war is inevitable. This motherfucker think he a KKK. Oh, my God. So practicing racism, I think that it works for people. Now, do you have to repeat the same actions and stuff like that has been done to us from previous times? I don't think that. But I think economically, we would survive and we would thrive if we practiced that. Now, we can't say now black folks don't own things. They're not billionaires that are black folks. And they come pull things together to where we can all work together. It can be done. Anything can be done. But I think that we're still hooked on, oh, because I'm black, you work for me, you're not going to do a good job. Even the guy from Coca-Cola, I forgot his name, something Teller, he did hire some black folks, yes. And then those guys got, I think, a little complacent, better yet, like a days ago, about the situation. Running a company, and he hires some white folks and stuff like that too. But most of the people that he tried to pick up first was his own people. I don't know. I mean, like, and those people were on the, I say they were the upper class people. So why would they slack? Why would they have that mindset as though they don't have to work as hard for a black man with the same mindset they have? A different mindset from when I'm having to work for a white man, which is crazy to me. I don't understand that. Because if I run a company like that, I'm going to hire the best. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about college graduates, even those that probably ran companies themselves. So I don't know why their mindset was that. What you going to say, though?
So what did say, I honor?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so, all right, I'm saying, I don't think it's racism. Well, if, say, you have a Black-owned company, and most of the time, Black people are Black people. Not because they're being racially biased against any other group, people group. Maybe because they're in the demographics, and it's just pure white people, that Black people that are there. And it makes sense to hire them, and also them good for the job. I mean, so, and if that's what you want to do, if you are in favor of hiring your people, to make sure that them, you know, have a job and all of that good stuff, and it's your establishment, and you don't have any racial bias, you're just doing it because you're trying. I'm just saying, because Black people do it all the time. I have a business, I'm going to hire some Black people in my demographics. Why wouldn't I not? They're in proximity to me, and they're good for the job. You know what I mean? All of the people who work for me, I'm not a boss, but yeah, I'm the boss. they in my community, and it makes sense for me to hire them, and they have the skills. I don't think that's a bad thing. Now, if you have the intention of the superiority and all of that stuff while you're hiring somebody Black, then that's different. That's not your undertone. Hire you know? Yeah, I think it's good too if more Black people is getting into certain industry, and it's your business though, though. You free for the way you want for do. And if you want to be diverse too. I'm just saying. But I'm the boss over here. I hire who I want to hire. And they're in my demographics and they're good for the job.